of wisdom, treasures 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 of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله All praises due to Allah Azza wa Jal, the most wise, who created this world with his wisdom. And the choicest of peace and blessings be upon his noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fountain of the treasures of wisdom, and upon his purified household and his brilliant and illuminated companions who drank from his cup of wisdom and carried it forward. Wo dahan jiski har baat wahye khuda, wo dahan jiski har baat wahye khuda, chashmae ilm o hikmat pe lakho salam, Mustafa jaan e rahmat pe lakho salam, shamae bazm e hidayat pe lakho salam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Respected and honorable viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom, Thumma Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And in today's episode, we are going to be speaking about the blessed manners of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And the 25th of Safar al-Muzaffar Sharif will mark the Wisal of this great Wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. However, inshallah, Zawajalla, manners is something which we all should have, good manners. We should try and better our manners, and the more better manners we have, the more better habits we have, we will be closer to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Manners is a very important subject and discussion, dear viewers. Before we go any further into our discussion of manners and habits, let us inshallah Azza wa Jalla listen to a kalam, which is of course the starting point of every program. For through this kalam, we shall invoke the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we do return, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall continue with our little discussion. Stay tuned and locked with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whosoever recites Salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
پوچھے گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا پوچھے گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا میں یہ کہوں گا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد
When Allah will ask, what have you brought? I will then say, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Apne raza ke qurban jao, murshid piya ke qurban jao, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, welcome back. And as I mentioned that we are talking about manners is something which is very important. It can be understood from this fact and reality that our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had emphasized on good manners. Whether you display that manners in your home, at your business place, wherever you may be. With regards to your family, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best among you is he who is best towards his family. And I am better than everyone. I am better than every one of you towards my family. Subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam focused a lot on the manners and akhlaq of a person. This is something which, if corrupted, a person becomes corrupted. Money and wealth of this world doesn't make him a better person. The heart of a person is like a land for farming, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Ahya'ul Ulum explains a very beautiful chapter about akhlaq, about manners, and about what it is to sacrifice, how it is to have hope. Likewise, he says that the heart is like a zameen, like the land. Whereas the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jalla is to give water to that land. And on the day of judgment, a person will be able to harvest whatever virtuous deed he has done here. But it is manners and good akhlaq and good habits which takes a person closer towards Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without good manners, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is most difficult to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see people who may read their 5-time salah, who may have performed many hajj, many umrah, who give a lot of charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of having no manners or no good habits, or being rude and being disrespectful towards people, the value and the essence of whatever good they do, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in terms of monetary wealth, by using their wealth to help some person, or maybe by them having that wealth alone and hoarding it and not knowing the manners of how to spend that wealth. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it shows that this is the thing which lacks the most amongst people, due to which people may drift away from us. people would not come closer to us. It is that manners which is like a magnet, and it brings other people closer to us, learning how to smile, not to get upset with people at trivial and small matters. A person with a lot of knowledge, a person with a lot of wealth of knowledge, subhanallah, a very well-known person in society, like Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Allahu Akbar. He was a very well-known personality with a lot of knowledge and a lot of ilm. It's like a tree that has branches, and those branches has many fruits, due to which the branches would come to the bottom. They would bend, they would bow due to the weight of those fruits. And this is what knowledge does to a person. It makes him humble. He has more good etiquettes, more good manners. Now, we would learn this from the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. There was a man in Bareilly Sharif who did not give any importance to the pious predecessors, Rahimahumullahu Ta'ala. Some of his family members were the disciples of Ala Hazrat, but this person, Allahu Akbar, he would speak ill of the pious predecessors. So one day, they motivated him into seeing Ala Hazrat, that you speak bad or you speak ill about the scholars, and you speak ill of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So why don't you go and visit him? Go and sit in his company, and then you would know who is Ala Hazrat. Allahu Akbar. So because some of the family members were disciples and muridin of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, so this person said, "Theek hai, chale jaate hain, dekhte hain ki waha kya milta hai." Allahu Akbar. On the way, it is said that he passed a sweet shop. And this sweet shop seller was selling some mithai, some sort of sweet dish. So it was being fried at that time, and his mouth had watered when he saw the sweet dish, and he made intention that, you know what, I want to basically eat this. Anyways, at that time he did not purchase the sweet dish, and he continued with his family members in the court of Allah Hazrat. As he sat, he made salam. After a few moments, a man entered with a basket full of Amrityan, which is a sweet dish, right? Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali recited Fatiha Sharif, subhanallah, and the sweets were then distributed to all that were there. Now look at the rule of Ala Hazrat, and this is his very deep devotion and love for the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who were sa'adat and those who had a beard would receive double as compared to the one who is not a sayyid or maybe doesn't have a beard. So when the person who was distributing this sweet dish, he had passed this person who had he disrespected the ulama and the scholars. When his turn came, he was given one sweet. His Eminence Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali ordered the distributor to give him twice, give him two sweets. And then the distributor mentioned to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat that, "Ya Sayyidi, he is not a person who has a beard, so he receives one." So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said to him humbly, subhanallah, that no problem, still give him another one from my side. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Because why? He feels for this. He wants this. And the moment that person heard what Ala Hazrat had said about him, because this was an intention in the heart, it was disclosed to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that he desires another sweet, because this was the sweet he had passed in the marketplace, and he desired to eat this. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali told the distributor that, "Yes, he doesn't have a beard, but this time here, give him twice, because I know he desires this again." Subhanallah. The moment he saw that, he immediately made tawbah. He sought repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for speaking ill about ulamas and scholars. And then he became a disciple of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Now, do you know why this had happened, dear viewers? It's because Ala Hazrat, through his firasat, through his spiritual insight and power, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted to the khas people, subhanallah, because this is the summary of a hadith. The beloved Nabi, the Prophet of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had said, "Fear from the firasa," yani the insight and spiritual wisdom of a believer, of a mu'min, because he sees with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Ala Hazrat had identified, a hidden secret of the heart, that this person desires more. Why should I not just give him more? I know he speaks ill of me and other ulamas, but this good conduct of Ala Hazrat changed the concept of this person, changed the mindset of this man. He may have been evil before he came. He may have not come from his heart, But after he saw what Ala Hadrat said, Allahu Akbar, he says, you know what? This man knows the secrets of my heart as well. Subhanallah. And then he sought repentance, as we said, and he became a disciple. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, that's why Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala understood the state of the heart of this person through his insight and wisdom and treated him with affection and good manners accordingly. Allahu Akbar. Kaash, we could adopt this style, this andaz. Gift to those who deprive you. Jihad. Don't swear and hurt those people that hate you, but rather embrace those people. Get them closer to you. You cannot fight evil with evil, dear viewers of Madani Channel, but with your good conduct, with your good akhlaq, with your manners, you could win the heart of that person. Islam had spread through this good conduct. Islam had spread wild throughout this globe through the smiles of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. Through the good conduct of the Sahaba alayhi muridwan, jihad of viewers of Madani Channel. Many accounts would prove to you that people accepted Islam because of the conduct of the Sahaba alayhi muridwan, their akhlaq, their good mannerism. Now the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, undoubtedly among you the most beloved and the closest to me in the hereafter will be the person who will have the best manners among you. And amongst you, the person I dislike the most and who will be very far away from me in the hereafter will be the person who will have the worst of manners. Astaghfirullah. Now, who can ever not want to be close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in the time when you would need him the most? In this world, we do need him. And in the akhirah, you will need him the most, dear viewers of Madani Channel. But here, what is that link which links you with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It is manners. And it is this manners and these good qualities which we find the most difficult to bring about in our day-to-day life, dear viewers. We can't smile at people who smile at you. Jihad. A person could be smiling at you. He could be a scholar. He could be a mufti of Islam, subhanallah. They could be your parents, could be your brothers. Could be an orator, a speaker, a motivational speaker during his sermon, his lecture, because through smiles, it's easy to make da'wah. It's easy to get your work done. It costs nothing, dear viewers. But I'm just saying that our manners and our akhlaq is such that we can't even smile back at the person who smiles, yet smiling is contagious. Allahu Akbar. Kaash, hamare andar ye husn-e akhlaq paida ho jaye. We are the beggars at the door of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. It is said,
Husne akhlaq mile bheek mein, ikhlas mile Husne akhlaq mile bheek mein ikhlas mile ek bhikhari hai khada aapke darbar ke paas ek bhikhari hai khada aapke darbar ke paas.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are the beggars of the door, at the door of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that we heard hadith of Rasul Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, form the habit. I will work on my akhlaq. I will work on my mannerism. When should I stand up? When should I kiss the hands of my asatiza? How should I respect my parents? How should I behave in society amongst people? Manners. It is manners. Sometimes a person could have a lot of knowledge, but because of no manners, he is laughed at. Jihad. People would assume this person has no knowledge. Why? Because manners in a year. You may have a lot of knowledge, but you don't know the manners of and the etiquettes of eating. You don't know the andaz and the style of approaching a person, the one who's affecting and hurting you. Allahu Akbar. So if you really look at the definition of good manners and bad manners, you know, in Ahya al-Ulum, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and many other scholars in various other books also explained manners itself. But however, Ala Hazrat's style and andaz was the very same. His good manners, his good akhlaq, never turning any person away was his style. Because he learned this from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Being a master in the field of hadith, Allahu Akbar. How can the one who teaches the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not want to practice the style and andaz of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you know the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would accept the da'wat of even the slaves and khadims, the workers? If they have invited the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a meal, he would never reject. There are ahadith proving this as well. Even if he was invited for just barley bread and nothing else, Sahaba Ali ibn Ridwan have said that at times we present melted fat with barley bread in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other companions assumed that he would not even eat it. But the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not only eat, but rather he even thanked and praised that meal and food. He wouldn't reject any person. Now this type of andaz and akhlaq was adopted by Ala Hazrat. Allahu Akbar. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Who is saying this? The Khalifa of Ala Hazrat. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Sayyid Ayyub Ali Razvi. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says that a young child in a very informal manner and simplicity, you know, in a simple state he came. Bacha hai zahir si baat hai aur wo kehne laga, ya Sayyidi, aapki daawat hamare yahan hai. I'm giving you the summary and the crux of this little incident, subhanallah. He says, my mother has invited you. She has called you in the morning, tomorrow morning. So Ala Hazrat asked him, what will you serve me in the feast? Upon this, the child spread his daman, yani the lower part of his garment, Allahu Akbar, of his kurta, which was holding with his hands, and it contained some pulse of marsh and two or three or four green chilies. Any, there was the dry dal, of course, before cooking it. He had some dal there and he had some chilies. And he says, this is what my mother will prepare for you. Excitement ke saath, khushi ke saath. Wo yes karta hai ki, ya Sayyidi, kal ye pakne wala, aap daawat qubul to farmaye. Allahu Akbar. A small child, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So the child said, look at this. I have brought this and come. So this was an ishara as to what will be there. So Allah says, no problem, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, we will be there. Then he, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, asked Haji sahab to ask the address of this child where he lives. And the child left happily. As he gave the address, the next morning, Ala Hazrat came out and given the time, carrying his blessed staff in his blessed hands. And he goes to Haji sahab and he says, Haji sahab, chaliye, let's go. Where to? He says, to the child's house who have invited us. Allahu Akbar. So that person, the Haji sahab, was very excited to travel with Ala Hazrat, and both of them traveled to the house of this child. It is said that when they reached there, Allahu Akbar, seeing the simple state of this house, as they reached there, they found the child was waiting at the door. As he saw Ala Hazrat, he ran saying, here comes Maulvi Sahib, here comes Maulvi Sahib. Speaking about Ala Hazrat, he's so excited that he invited, on behalf of his mother, he invited Ala Hazrat, and he has now accepted the dawat. They are there. So a torn straw chatai, yani chatai, a straw mat was then placed, which was torn. And subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. When Ala Hazrat sat with Haji Sahib to eat, it is said that loaves of bread was brought, of bajra, millet bread. And this is that food which Ala Hazrat wouldn't have eaten. And the same place contained some dal and some two or four dry chilies. So the dal, the mash, dry chilies, and that type of bread made of bajra was presented to Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala. Haji Sahib says, I assume that Ala Hazrat would not eat that, because that was not the diet of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala in that true sense. So, but this is the simplicity of those who are drowned in the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the andaz of those who have adopted the characteristics of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat began eating the meal, and Haji Sahib said to him, ya Sayyidi, this is the house of that man who is a drum person. You know, he plays drums, he beats drums. So Allah said to him, Haji Sahib, you could have told me this after I have eaten. Now you told me as I'm eating that this house belongs to the man who beats drums. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, The mother was inside listening in parda. So as the son came back out, and then Ala Hazrat inquired about his father. So from inside the house, the mother replied and she said, "Ya Sayyidi, my husband has passed away and I don't have a husband. However, subhanallah, this is my son. Make dua for him." She asked to make dua for him, subhanallah, because he works with the laborers. "This is my son. He is small, but he works with the laborers." So Ala Hazrat said happily, "Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen," and he continued eating his food. As he had completed his food, subhanallah, he left there with so much of du'as, so much of du'as which he made for the child, subhanallah. And there we should understand that may we become sacrifice upon Allah Hazrat, that he accepted the da'wat of a child, of a person, subhanallah, who presented that for his feast. Never rejected. What is the condition of today? The condition of today is such that we only accept the invitations by the rich, from those who have a lot of wealth of this world. We expect a 5-course meal. We expect to eat things that we haven't eaten before. Because why? He is going to invite us according to his capacity, his capability. If a poorer person has invited us, we might reject the da'wat and an invitation. But subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, in order to dispel the doubts in the heart of Haji Sahib, Ala Hazrat ate that food. He made dua for the child. He made dua for the family. He never rejected that invitation. Just of bajra bread, dal and dry chilies, Ala Hazrat left such important piece of work that he was doing. He was a very busy personality. He left whatever he was doing. He dropped everything upon the invitation of this person to keep their heart, to make happiness enter into their hearts, because this is what good manners would make you do, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now let's listen to the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, if I am invited to eat even a goat's leg, yani the lower part of the leg with hooves, I accept it. And if I'm given the front leg of a goat as a gift, I will also accept that, subhanallah. In one hadith, and this first hadith we present is in Sahih al-Bukhari, subhanallah. In another narration, in Sahih al-Muslim, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any among you is invited by his brother for a wedding feast or any other occasion, he should accept the da'wah. Accept the da'wah. If it's possible for you to go, accept it, subhanallah. Unfortunately, we look at the person from head to toe, whether he can, what he's going to give us, whether he's rich, whether he's poor, what else he has to offer, will he cover my expenses of travel, so on and so forth. So ignoring the difference between the poor and the rich with the intention of, you know, heartening every Muslim brother and sister, we should also attend it as far as possible to keep their hearts. Try and attend, make pakka niyat that I will try and keep the heart of such and such person. Subhanallah, this was the andaz of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khadims would come to invite him to this extent that even the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give rides to his khadims, to his slaves and servants. Have you seen such a unique leader? Have you ever seen, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that he would even give a ride to his slave, give a ride to the khadim? He would keep the hearts of children. He would have special affection towards children, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to this extent that when he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would come into the city of Madinatul Munawwara, Allahu Akbar, it is stated in narrations that he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would make the little children of Madinatul Munawwara, who would come to welcome him on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara, to sit with other companions. He would first make few of them sit with him on his ride, and if any child is left, he will command the other companions, alayhim ridwan, to make them sit with them. And then in this way, he will enter the city of Madinatul Munawwara. To this extent that sometimes the child in the front would say to the child in the back that, see how fortunate am I that Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made me sit in front of him. Allahu Akbar. This was a unique andaz, and this is the same characteristics has taken by the beloved and the awliya ikram, by the pious predecessors. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has proven this not once, several times from his Mubarak life, subhanallah. How he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, would accept their invitations, how he would treat them. If they are Sayyids, how he would have manners and show excellent manners towards them. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala had said, one should not see the difference between the rich and the poor regarding accepting invitations, as it is arrogance which is prohibited. Some arrogant people only accept the invitation from the rich, not the poor. That also contrary to the sunnah, because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would accept the invitation of all. This can be found in Ahyaul Ulum, subhanallah. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani channel, it's time now for us to understand this matters, that what brings about perfection in one's iman and faith is that, subhanallah, we have khufi khuda in our heart. We fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you fear Allah azza wa jalla, the more manners you could introduce to yourself. Through good manners, a person attains higher ranks in this world and in the hereafter. Look at the times of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the magicians came to defeat Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They came with that niyat, with that intention that today we are going to defeat him. But because they showed good manners, good akhlaq, and they asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that, would you start first or should we go first? Yani, they wanted to throw their magical devices to the floor and that would have turned into snakes or whatever. As that commentary of the Holy Quran Park says, that because they asked Musa alayhi salam, they showed respect to Allah's Nabi. Should you go first or should we go first? It was just manners. They weren't believers at the time, but because they showed manners, good akhlaq. Subhanallah. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, by the command of Allah, placed his staff to the ground, and when it turned and transformed into a huge serpent, which ate and swallowed all of their snakes, they all went into prostration and said, Amanna bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa. Yes, we bring faith upon the Rabb of Musa and Harun alayhi wasalam. Subhanallah. So they were blessed with iman and faith due to the barakah and blessings of having respect, good manners, good habit. So those who are senior, we should always give them the upper hand. You know, if somebody is standing, try and let him sit. And you should stand if you are smaller. If it's on a dining table and you see some elderly people there, especially of ulama, do not start eating and commence with eating until they wouldn't commence. This is good manners. Subhanallah. We learn this from the life of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who has come for the perfection of good manners. Allahu Akbar. How can we ever forget this hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? Allah azza wa jalla has sent me for the perfection of good manners. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins, dear viewers of Madani channel. May Allah Kareem make us better people, humble people. May we adopt the characteristics of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. May we follow the footsteps of the Tabi'een, Tabi'i Tabi'een, and the Awliya'i Kiram. Because when this will happen, then those who abuse us, those who condemn us, those who hurt us, it will have no effect on you. But our state at this very moment is that if 10 people praise us, we are pumped with pride. We get so happy. But the moment we receive one abusive letter, one message which degrades us, we want to go and lay charges on such a person. We want to go and let the whole world know that this is what this person has called me, and I will prove to him that I'm not that person. Why like that? We have Iman, we have Islam, we say we're from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We love Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then how did the beloved Nabi answer situations like this? How did he react to situations like this? Look at his blessed life. Look at the life of the Sahaba and look at the life of our pious predecessors. This can also be found in the life of Allah. I'm using him or using the lifestyle and the blessed stories of his life as an example to teach you and I. It could be possible that you may have received a lot of abusive messages, emails in your lifetime. Maybe you react to them, maybe you respond to them, maybe you never respond to them because you're weak, you don't know what to say. But look at the mentality and the andaz and akhlaq of Allah Hazrat. Once a letter full of abuse was received, the reader read some of its lines, Allahu Akbar, and then he kept it away separately. And he says, Your Highness, Ya Sayyidi, a deviant person has shown his enmity towards you. So one of his disciples, Allah Hazrat Murid, picked up the letter and he read it. And he said, Ya Sayyidi, We have to give reply to such people. We got to show them, because the address was written there that he was in the neighborhood of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So this person, he convinces His Eminence Ala Hazrat that we should give a very strong reply to such a person. Dare he ever say something again like this? Allahu Akbar. Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali then said to him, no problem. You want to reply and you want to prove and show those people who have said insulting things about me? No problem. But let's do this. Let's start from here. What about those people who have spoken in my praise? Or those people who have spoken in my favor, who have praised me, who have liked my work, who have shown respect and adab to me? Why don't we go and gift them something before we give an answer to those who have insulted me? Those around him were silent. They were astounded to see that this was the unique reply of a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at his andaz and his way of looking at things. That if you cannot gift something to the person who has praised you, why would you want to take revenge with the person who has disrespected you? Allahu Akbar. And this was the answer to those people. And this had brought them even more closer that yes, he is Ala Hazrat. Allahu Akbar. He is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because these are the signs of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the chosen people, dear viewers of Madani Channel. For their own nafs, for their own desires, they do not take any revenge. This could be found in the akhlaq and manners and life of even the Sahaba alayhi ridwan. Look at, for example, Hadrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Allahu Akbar. He intended to punish a drug addicted person. So he started abusing him. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu let that person go. He abused Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, and despite being abused, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu let him go. People humbly said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, he abused you. He said insulting things to you. Why did you let him go? Do you know what was the answer of this Jannati companion? Allahu Akbar. He says, I let him go because he enraged me. If I had punished him, it would have been anger for myself, and I do not want to punish any Muslim for my personal honor. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May we be sacrificed upon all the companions of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what Amir al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu had done and shown from his Mubarak lifestyle, that do not take revenge for your own nafs. It will make you happy. As I said earlier, there are many non-Muslims who embrace Islam because of this type of akhlaq. Someone was under the sword of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu, and he spat on the face, or he spat towards Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and he radiyallahu anhu allowed him to leave and go. That person woke up, dusting his clothes, said, I was under your sword, you could have beheaded me, why did you leave me? He radiyallahu anhu said, because you spat towards me. You spat on me and you had enraged my nafs. Had I killed you or had I done something to you, it would have been for my own desire and not for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Today, what is our niyat? What is our intentions? For whom do we work? What are our niyat behind our da'wah? Allahu Akbar. A person who upsets you at times, we take revenge for our own nafs. Our nafs guides us when to make ibadat, when not to make ibadat, when to go to the masjid, when to read namaz at home. It's a nafs. It is the desires, and to this extent that when we feel like taking revenge even from people who praise us, we even hurt them, leave alone our abusers. Times have come like this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is a very sad moment and a very sad time. However, we should analyze these aspects of life and do a self-introspection. When would I become a better person? Allahu Akbar. Sometimes people may lie to you. Sometimes people may tell you something and you know that's not the truth. But look at your way and our way of addressing a situation like that. For example, a person comes up to you and says to you, I need some money because I have certain things to carry out. And you know in your heart he's lying to me or she's lying to me. You would never be motivated to give something to that person, because this is our andaz, this is our akhlaq, this is our style. But the style of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is just different. Allahu Akbar. Through his firasa, through his spiritual wisdom and insight, he would analyze and know that this person could be lying to me, or he is lying for sure. But to keep the heart of that person, so that he doesn't go doing any other wrong things. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us for the sake of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May we adopt his andaz, his characteristics. Therefore, Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Fuyuzukum says, my eyes are closed upon Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Jiha, he is our leader, he is our mentor, he is our rehnuma, he is our guide. And he says that his eyes is closed upon Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Because Allah has blessed him. His entire life is filled with wisdom, hikmah, and his knowledge which Allah had bestowed upon him. All of this is being proven, even centuries have passed, dear viewers of Madini Channel. We say that our eyes is closed upon Amir al-Sunnah Damat Fuyuzhum. Allahu Akbar. For he has guided us as well. He has helped us as well, dear viewers of Madini Channel. If Amir al-Sunnah's eyes is closed upon Ala Hazrat, our eyes is closed upon Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. May Allah Kareem extend his shadow above our heads and keep him salamat. Subhanallah. Ameen. Thumma ameen. The works of Dawat Islami actually is the mission, and it is the work and the teachings of His Eminent Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So may we become travelers in the path of the deen, and may we learn from his andaz, from his akhlaq, from his kirdar, from his style, from his ways and habits. Subhanallah, motivation on every step. It is manners which enables a person to carry out those actions. Allama Zafruddin Bihari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, when he wrote his first fatwa and it was presented to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Ala Hazrat, being a teacher, being a senior, didn't only just look at the fatwa, he was a big personality as well. He presented him with 1 rupee, subhanallah, even kissed him on his forehead according to some narrations, and motivated him for the right and correct fatwa which he has written. Allahu Akbar. This enables students who are learning to become more motivated to continue learning because of good manners. Subhanallah. Our children are learning from us. We could be teaching at other places as well, but because of our manners and because of our ways, people have distanced themselves away from us. Iske paas mat baitho. Even if your mood is good, it will become bad. If a person is energetic, sitting in the company of a person who got no manners, you wouldn't want to be there. Allahu Akbar. But this is the andaz of Ala Hazrat. His love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond bounds, dear viewers. Karu tere naam pe jaan fida, na bas ek jaan, do jahan fida, do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, karu kya karuno jahan nahi. His uniqueness, his love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has crossed limits, subhanallah, subhanallah. To this extent that he has manners in this, he was invited at some person's home for a meal, and before the meal came, cucumbers were presented as a starter. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala used to love cucumbers because this is the sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is stated that he took the first cucumber and he put it into his blessed mouth. And thereafter, he began eating one by one, one by one. And he consumed or eaten all those cucumbers in a bowl. And those around him were looking that this was not even shared with anybody on the table. Rather, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala had eaten all those cucumbers by himself. So to avoid people from ill suspicion and from assuming matters, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, when he was asked about this, he says, well, the first cucumber I had eaten was bitter. Allahu Akbar. And I know that this is a favorite dish of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is his sunnah that he would eat this as well. And I did not want any one of you to spit this bitter cucumber which was beloved to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. In order for this cucumbers not to be disrespected, for the sunnah not to be disrespected, I had consumed and eaten all those cucumbers so that you do not show any disrespect to the bitterness of the cucumber. Allahu Akbar. It is manners which enables a person to perform these types of actions, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is the good akhlaq and good manners in a person's life. May Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of Ala Hazrat, forgive us our sins. Forgive us our gunas. May we adopt these types of characteristics, that when you are told about any sick person in a society, when you are told about some ill person in your neighborhood, we shouldn't find bahanas and reasons not to go there. Despite your busyness, make a plan. find the time, go and visit, because this is also from amongst the amazing sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the manners of Ala Hazrat, as I said earlier, despite being busy, his busy schedule for the day, for the week and for the month, Allahu Akbar, is all out there as how he would keep himself occupied from the time of Salatul Tahajjud all the way till midnight, still engaged in ibadah. But he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would leave no stone unturned when it comes to carrying out the rights of neighbors, fulfilling the rights of others, helping people, assisting people. He was just not a writer, dear viewers of Madani Channel. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was just not a poet. But with all these amazing qualities and characteristics and being a master in these different branches of knowledge, being expert in different fields, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would display such conduct to people that would win their hearts. Allahu Akbar, it is this unique andaz and akhlaq which attracts people, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Kaash hum bhi ye apnaye aur iske zariye se hum deen ka kaam kare. Allahu Akbar. So we leave our viewers of Madani Channel on this note, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that it is from the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to visit sick people. In this day and age, there are many sicknesses out there. People from your relatives and your family members are falling sick and ill, but we have many reasons not to attend. But remember, when a Muslim goes to inquire after his Muslim brother, he always keeps picking up the fruits of paradise until he returns. This is the hadith in Sahih Muslim. Allahu Akbar. When a person goes to inquire after his Muslim brother about his health, about his situation, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he always keeps picking up the fruits of paradise until he goes back home. So in the time that you have went to visit, you are picking and plucking the fruits of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. A complete way of inquiring, and another hadith, is to place your hands on the forehead of the patient and then inquire about his health. How are you doing? This is the complete manners and the complete way of inquiring about a person's health. Allahu Akbar. Our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith has said, the person who inquires after a patient or goes to meet his Muslim brother for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla, so a proclaimer says to him by addressing, be happy because your walk is blessed and you have made your abode in paradise. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Be happy because you're this walk. Your walking now is blessed and you have made your abode in Jannah. Subhanallah. What more glad tidings and khush khabri do you want to hear, dear viewers of Madani Channel? All these ahadiths are there to motivate us, but unfortunately, everything is there, but we have other unimportant things in life which keeps us so occupied that we can't carry out these actions, whereas angels could be making dua for you. Your every step until you return becomes blessed. May Allah Kareem grant us the full understanding of the deen. May the iman that we have in our hearts blossom, dear viewers. May it become more stronger. May we follow the footsteps of our pious predecessors who have engrossed themselves and engaged themselves throughout their lives in the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and taught us his sunnah, taught us his ways and his habits, motivated us and showed us different ways of following the sunnah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So we end on this note, inshallah, azza wa jalla, that manners is such a thing which Allah Azza wa Jalla loves, dear viewers of Madani Channel. When you have and you adopt good manners, you become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the beloved Nabi would start to love you when you adopt these types of characteristics. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. May Allah Kareem make us pious Muslims. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we will be back with another episode. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good wherever you are. Keep reciting Durood e Pak. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures.